Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Extreme heat. A warning in effect from the National Weather Service until at least 8 p.m. Wednesday night. And joining us is meteorologist Jason Frazier from our National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. We checked in last week. Of course, that was about storms and heavy rains. Now the opposite. We've got this high temperature and no rain anticipated for at least the next couple of days anyway overall. So we could be flirting with a record high in the mid-90s today, right?
That's correct. So the record high for today in Pittsburgh is actually 95 degrees, which is what we have forecasted for a high today. And that goes back, our records go back to 1875. So this is definitely not a temperature that we see too often here in the central or western PA area and in Pittsburgh itself. So combine that with relative humidity that's going to be warm, and heat indices are going to be easily into the hundreds and in likely over 105 degrees. So people need to continue to take safe precautions, maybe reduce your outdoor activities and make sure you're hydrated, and check on those who maybe don't have maybe some of the systems in place with air conditioning, or they may be more sensitive to heat conditions that we're going to be seeing over the next couple of days.
Jason, heat waves like the one we're experiencing, how often do they happen?
They aren't too frequent, but I would say kind of, it's kind of like once every about 5-6 years or so that we can see these sort of conditions with these sort of temperatures and the number of days where we potentially could be above 95 degrees. We have seen that in the recent past with 2020 having a streak of consecutive days with over 90 degrees that are going to be longer maybe than we'll see here. And we had some low temperatures that remained above 70 degrees. That was pretty long back in 2011. And so can see this, and we have seen this in historical records, but these are also the once in every 5 years or so that's events that we have to be aware of and take our precautions with and reduce our risk if we go outside.
That said, we've had more than our share of rain leading up to this week. So walk us through the opportunity for some thunderstorms this week.
Well, a lot of times when we get these heat domes in place, it's hot, humid, but eventually it's going to break. And usually when it breaks, it means you're having something like thunderstorms that are going to help to try to start that cool down process. So starting kind of Wednesday, you know, these excessive heat advisories, excessive heat warnings are going through Wednesday at 8 p.m., that's also the kind of the time frame where we're going to start to see increased chances for afternoon, evening showers and thunderstorms, and kind of seeing daily afternoon, evening thunderstorms Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we might be back in that conversation once again about maybe daily chances for at least heavy rain, maybe lower probability, but not non-zero chances for severe weather. So we'll be back into another active thunderstorm pattern as we go into the late week and weekend period.
You know, I know, Jason, from looking at the forecast last night, we're still going to have some pretty warm temperatures after we drop out of the 90s. So to me, where we're at right now is relatively cool. When will we have highs in the upper 70s and around 80 again?
It may be a little bit, and so I think that's a good note that even though we might break and that forecast has the air temperature going down below 90, we're still going to be really humid. So our heat indices are actually going to stay in the mid to upper 90s, maybe still eclipsing 100, even through towards the end of the late week period. We may not see kind of what those temperatures you're talking about, more of the nice, gentle, you know, cooler summer breeze, but it's warm, 70s, low 80s. Maybe not until as we approach maybe the 4th of July holiday period, but that's pretty far out, and there's a lot of variability in that. So, unfortunately, people just got to prepare for more of the muggy, hot, humid conditions over the next week or so, and hope for maybe that relief or quieter, more enjoyable outdoor weather as we go towards the next holiday weekend.
Do you have a pool over there at the National Weather Service office by chance?
There may be a pool of sweat, so I'll see if it's good conditions to swim in. But we'll stay inside and kind of keep and monitor everything. But it does make for, as we launch a weather balloon every day and every evening to kind of track these weather conditions, those become a little sticky as we release that balloon in the air.
Gotcha. Well, appreciate the update, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Jason Frazier.
And right now our humidity 85%, the dew point 71, which feels like you're wearing kind of like a wetsuit while you're outdoors.
Yeah, so I don't know what you tell people, and I saw a lot of people out in the park yesterday walking in the heat, and again, walking their pets. I think with the pet thing, you might want to take a break from doing that for a few days.
Yeah, or keep them on the grass for a shorter period of time, because as Dr. Mike told us last week, if it would hurt your feet to be barefoot on the asphalt or the cement. Imagine what it's like on the pads of a pet's feet. Oh, by the way, Larry, I was daydreaming about when you said pool in our chat with Jason. I was daydreaming of the perfect pool setup for me. There's a pool right across the way from where I live. My windows face the community pool. Wouldn't it be great if you had a pool at your place with like a pavilion type covering over the top?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and so you could get in the water and you're not in the direct sunlight and you can enjoy the cool water. And wow, that would be perfect.
You know, normally a lot of people that have pools have them heated because most of the time it's not warm enough. But when you get these kind of temperatures, actually, like if you went to the Gulf of Mexico, the water's so warm. I love that. A lot of people want it ice cold and refreshing. Okay, go ahead, jump in. Knock yourself out.
I'm with you.
But today, any pool that's open, I know they'll do big business.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.